The human-animal connection has long been known for its healing qualities. We love our dogs, we love our cats, and you might have heard of equine therapy, working with horses to help treat mental health conditions. But as Christina Quinn from PBS station WGBH in Boston explains, there is another animal in town that is gaining favor in the therapy world.
Good job, Memphis.
It's only his fourth visit to the farm, but 8-year-old Memphis Rose looks like an old pro feeding donkeys Pumpkin and Jack alongside his licensed counselor, Megan Moran.
Do you know things about donkeys? What do donkeys like?
They like hay.
We know they like hay. We know they like food, so maybe we could motivate them. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
Memphis started coming to Cultivate Care Farms in Bolton as part of a treatment plan for his autism. He says when he's here, he feels calm and happy.
What is it that makes you happy being out here?
It's just that the animals are covered in fur, and when you pet them, they feel soft.
They're soft, they're cute, and it turns out donkeys in particular can help people with autism learn how to read social cues.
So now you can pet them, right? Because they're close.
While animals have long been used to help treat mental health issues, there is no hard science to back up why it works. Still, there's no doubt that animals in some cases can help kids with their anxiety.
Their needs are pretty basic and concrete, so you can get a lot of cause and effect, which is really helpful, especially when clients are then needing to figure out how to navigate the real world.
And the real world can be tough for a kid with autism. Memphis's mom, Paula, says before coming to Cultivate Farms, he struggled with the long school day.
He would come home from school very anxious and angry and just, you know, go to his room and scream. Because what's happening in school is all those feelings and those anxieties are being, like, repressed.
Here you go.
But since he started hanging out with Megan, Pumpkin, and Jack a few weeks ago, the daily meltdowns have tapered off to maybe one or two a week.
I think it's easier for him to come and talk to Megan because he sees her almost like a friend. And this is like a very laid-back place, more than just going to an office and talking to a doctor.
That's part of the idea behind the Care Farm approach, taking therapy out of the clinical setting.
We can really try out situations where what would you do in this type of conflict, or how can you socialize or spend time in another person's space? Like, what is appropriate?
Founder and executive director Andrew Lappin says what takes months in an office setting takes only weeks here.
I think it's important that we consider donkeys more in treatment, that we have put this huge emphasis on horses, and as these beautiful and majestic creatures, which they are, and there's a lot of humans that don't identify as beautiful or majestic. But with a donkey, you catch just about everyone.
Helping create an environment where children with special needs can feel more comfortable with themselves and their surroundings. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Christina Quinn in Bolton, Massachusetts.
I love that story.